Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. It's Friday, November 11th, 2022, and it's Veterans Day. We want to say thank you to all our veterans, the ones that's gone on, the ones that's still here. Thank you for your service and your dedication to the land of the free and the home of the brave. Sit back and relax. We've got a great show for you tonight. We're going to help talk about some veterans, and we've got a fantastic speaker to tell you about his life and his journeys and what he's doing now to change the difference, make a difference in other people's lives. So
you
sit back
are now
relax.
Listening to AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hard work.
That's what they say.
Hard work.
I earn my pay.
Hard work.
Do it every day.
Hard work.
I get up about 2:45.
Hard work.
Got to go and earn my pay.
Hard work.
Put my boots on and lace them up.
Hard work.
Got another day's work.
Hard work.
That's what they say.
Hard work.
I earn my pay.
Hard work.
I get off the rock. I move on down.
Hard work.
Got to go. Make the call.
Hard work.
Bringing on the doors in the mall.
Hard work.
Get up. Let's go to work.
Hard work.
Hard work. You pack up your shoes.
Hard work.
Hard work. You load them up.
Hard work.
Hard work. Manifest.
Hard work.
Hard work. You gotta do it right.
Hard work.
Here we go.
Hard work.
With the sun ready to rock.
Hard work.
Hard work. I'm earning my pay.
Hard work.
Hard work. Is what they say.
Hard work.
Hard work. We're moving on out.
Hard work.
We got to go and do my job.
Hard work.
Load them up on the airplane.
Hard work.
In the early morning rain.
Hard work.
Hard work. That's what they say.
Hard work.
Hard work. Let me hear.
Hard work.
Hard work. Turn it up.
Hard work.
Hard work. Fire it up.
Hard work.
Everybody on the plane.
Hard work.
Gotta sit them on down.
Hard work.
Hard work. The engines are on.
Hard work.
Hard work. The mission is go.
Hard work.
Hard work. It's what they say.
Hard work.
Hard work. I do it for play.
Hard work.
Hard work. I earn my pay.
Hard work.
Hard work. We're on the go.
Hard work.
But you, let's do a little singing this morning. Play a play.
Play a play.
Feel great.
Feel great.
Wine women.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Where the hell have you been, soldier?
Training, sir!
Training, sir!
What kind of training, son?
Army training, sir!
Army training, sir!
Just like last night, only better! Here, patch order! Ho! Order! Ho! Stop there! Pray! Who wanted the chicken cross the road?
They get from the left to the right.
Right.
Hit.
He stepped out of range, got hit by a tree.
He ain't no chicken no more. No.
Left leg clear. We there, salute.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Mwah.
That was Beyonce with the Star Spangled Banner.
Most gracious Father God Almighty, Lord, we come to you humbly as you know how on this evening, God, to tell you thank you, God, for meeting us right here at the appointed time, God. Come, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. We repent, God, of anything that we may have said, done, omission, commission, to displease or to grieve your spirit, God. Lord, if we acted in some such a manner, God, God, that was not pleasing to thee, God, we ask, God, that you will wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and create in us a clean heart. Lord, we come to you just as we are, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for bringing us to this point, God, at this time, God. God, we come, God, no fashion form or no show, God. But we come to give you the glory. We come to give you the praise. Because without you, God, we can do absolutely nothing. We can't even breathe on our own, God. We can't walk. We can't talk. We can't eat. We can't do anything without you, God. Thank you for breathing into our nostril, God. Thank you for loving us enough, God, that you thought, Father God, that it was not robbery, God, that you woke us close in our right mind. Giving us a sound mind this evening, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for this Veteran Day today, God. A day recognized for those, God, serving, God, to do a work, God, in the kingdom of you, God, in the name of you, the fight, God, for our country, God, and to make a difference, God, in our walk, in our talk. God, and we give you all of the praise, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for all of our friends, loved ones, and family, God, that have members, God, that have served, God, that have given their time, God, that have lost legs and limbs, God, that have lost different things, God, of a part of the body, God, in fight, God, of saving our country, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for you, God, just upholding us with your right hands, God. I thank you, God, for the service that my granddaughter, my grandson, is putting in, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to serve our country, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for that tonight, God. I thank you for each and every one of us that has a member, a family member, loved one, a friend, Father God, an associate, God, that is serving, God, on behalf of our country, God, to make a difference, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you all of the praise and give you all of the glory, because without you, we can do absolutely nothing. Thank you for keeping your head to the protection around the men and women, God, in all branches of the service, God, doing a work, God, in the kingdom, God, to fight for this country, God. United we stand, divided that we fall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For you're able, God, to do all things exceedingly in abundance and above all that we ask or we think, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask that you continue to uphold 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad and Queen's Court tonight, God. And, Lord, what we bring to the table, God, that you are pleased, God. Each and every member, name by name, God. And, Lord, we continue to lift up our dear sister, Sister Destiny, Father God, and Maurice, God, and DeRazia, God. Keep them in the bosom of your arms, God. And, God, those that may be going through mental, psychologically, emotionally, financially difficulties, God, do it for thee, God. And, Lord, we'll be so honored to give you the praise, give you the honor, God. We thank you for your mark tonight, God, because without you, God, we can't do anything without you. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to order our step to, from, for, and near, God. And, Lord, continue to keep your hedge of protection around each and every member, God, in the name of Jesus. You know thy names, God. Name by name in every situation and circumstances by it own, God. And, Lord, as we get in preparation, God, of our dear daughter, God, that she's getting prepared, Lord, that you kept us one more year, God. You continue to keep her, God, in the bosom of your arms, God. Continue to bless her even the most, God. We know God like no other can, God. We ask, Lord, that you'll bless her beyond measures, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that she'll be able to smile. Because, God, you kept her one more year, God. And, Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all of the praise, God. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, to continue to lift up our little one. Father God, Journey, God, continue to lift up. Father God, Andrew, God, continue to lift up. Layla, Father God, continue to lift them up, God. Continue to lift up Yana, Father God, and Mahogany, God. Continue to do it for thee, God. Lord, continue to do it, God, for Brother AJ's son, God. Do it for thee, God. And, Lord, we'll be so honor, God, all of our children, family members, and loved ones. God, we thank you in advance for doing it just like you said you would. And, God, when we leave this service tonight, God, you get all of the glory. You get all of the praise. Because without you, we can't smile. And I thought that you continue to uphold my family, God, as we get prepared to lay our love on the rest, Father God, on tomorrow. God, you see my heart. But I know, God, you are the greatest massager of them all. And I ask, Lord Jesus, when one hurt, we all hurt. And, Lord, I thank you for this family, God. I thank you, God, for molding, shaping each and every one of us. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You very much. Amen.
Amen.
All right, everybody.
I want to thank you, Ms. Check Check. I want to thank you, Mr. Francis Clay. And, of course, I want to thank Queen for opening the show up. And welcome, everybody, to another episode of AJ and the Squad on the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Remember, if you want to talk, please press 1. I'm going to get these mics open. 828, you're open. 718, you're open. Wait a minute, we got a few more, just bear with me. We got a few little folks in here,
Remember the phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Hit the 1 and Queen will see you, acknowledge you, and invite you in.
All right. If everybody's open, they press the 1. And welcome, everybody. Welcome.
We're all good to go.
Welcome.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, very good.
Good evening.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of more. Okay, 718, there you go. 205, there you go. Right,
welcome to all the callers. We have a nice packed house tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you for your support and your love.
All right. So, as always, we're going to start with everybody's mental.
As always, mental health, buddy checks, we start with the queens and the ladies.
Yes. So, hi, this is Queen from North Carolina. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My mental is, it's good. It's good. You know, it can't be nothing but good. I'm here. Life is going on day by day. I'm still breathing. I got the activity in my limbs. I got sound mind and body. My family is well. My king is awesome. My squad is terrific. Hey, life is good. I can't even complain.
All the time.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Uncheckable from Chicago.
Check.
Mental, it's great, you know. A queen's birthday is Sunday, you know. I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? So, check, everything's good over here.
Check.
Hello, before the dance queen speak, 901. Before you let us speak, I'm sorry. 901, your mic is open. 803, your mic is open. So just hold on 1 second. All right, queens, go ahead.
Amen. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord, each and every one of you in your respective place tonight. This is Evangelist Clayton, hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I tell you one thing for sure and two things we know. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Amen. To
Amen.
God be the glory. Hail God, thank you. Amen. We have some trying times, and I'm at the verge, amen. We have a loved one, my first cousin, and we're very close. We're laying her to rest tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Just asking for your continued prayer to keep us strengthened. You know, we are human, so we do, amen, we do cry and we do sobbing, but I thank God Almighty that I'm still here, amen, and I will be, amen, bringing forth our sons in the at the home going tomorrow. So y'all just pray for me. Pray for this voice of mine that God would anoint it even the most. Amen. That he get the glory out of this story. Amen. And we even battle with this storm, this tropical storm. The cold showed out and showed out. Showed up and showed out, but that God lost utility, lost utility, but in spite of I'm here, and that's what makes it all worthwhile.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
The wind is blowing strong, amen, but through it all, you know, no power, amen, and my whole surrounding area was out, but in spite of we are still here, so we have no complaints, and God is good. Y'all just continue that we pray for each other. Not just pray for self, but pray for each other, and I'm complete, I'm great. I'm just glad to be here with AJ and the squad tonight.
Thank you so much about this question.
And hello out there to everybody. I am Megan Joy, and I am from North Carolina. North Carolina. And I just want to say that my God is amazing. So that makes me amazing. So I'm having an amazing day so far, so good.
Absolutely.
Yes,
amen.
My God. Thank you, God.
Do we have any queen callers that has called in and would like to share their mental with us tonight? Any of our female callers?
Please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Michelle. I'm a friend of Lorraine's, and she told me to call in tonight and just listen in, and that's what I'm doing.
Thank you. We thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Okay. I'm just going to listen this out. If I have any comments, I will.
Feel free.
Okay.
Feel free. Yes, ma'am. Sit back and relax.
But before the next individual comes, let me say this. Because of destiny, I want to speak on behalf of destiny.
Yes, ma'am.
Hails out of Virginia. She hails out of Virginia. Amen. And we know that she possibility she may be listening in, but we just want to remain that that's our sister, that's our squad member. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. And so we love you, Destiny, from AJ and the squad in Queens Court. We love you, and we're waving at you and praying for you, Maurice and Derasia. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. And I'm completely.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any more queen callers?
Well,
I'm Lorraine, and I'm from Jamaica, Queens, New York. And Miss Lady sent word for me to come on and join you all. And this is the first time I am here. And everything is good and great, and I'm blessed for waking up to see a newborn day today. And and to have many more days to come. God allows it, and his will be done for me to be here. Because there's a whole lot more things that I am assigned for to do.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for coming up, showing up, and giving us support.
You're welcome.
Any more Queen callers like to share their mental with us? All right.
Amen.
We'll move over to our kings. Our kings in the house this evening.
Do we have any kings in the house? Any gentlemen that would like to share their mental?
Yes, I am the Godfather. You know what it is. How sweet it is.
You know what it is.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now.
Well, the men and the women are proud of it. When I was I am really concerned about Maurice. I pray to God that he gets better. I mean, I feel close to Maurice, although I do tease him by being the president of France, but I'm really concerned about him. And I understand that, I can't think of the girl's name.
Are we talking about Destiny?
Yeah, I'm concerned about Destiny. She seems to be quite upset. But I want to let her know that God is with her. And there's nothing that's before her that he can't take care of. And I understand we are human, but God says, please don't let yourself get in a state of depression. I really believe that God is going to bring Maurice around and take care of yourself. I'm thinking of you. This is the one and only of God.
The Godfather.
I'm gonna start like charging him $1 every time he does it. Every time he doesn't say it, I'm gonna start charging him $1. I swear.
Right.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Sir. Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
Appreciate you for that, sir.
Any other kings? Any more kings online?
Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir. You can turn your phone up.
Okay, y'all can hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My mental, honestly, up and down. A lot of down, but more ups than down. But been challenged this week, mentally, physically, emotionally a lot. But when I saw a counselor, able to counsel, that teach how to do some step downs and counting backwards, because I literally, like, almost verbally assassinated somebody this week. That is the honesty. That's how bad it got. It got to me, so I had to start just rerouting myself and get some better rest. But things has gotten better. It's getting there. It's not 100% there, but. Hopefully everything be right, just like I want it, for this Sunday, my upcoming bishop trial sermon. It'll be the last trial sermon I have to do before a deanship. So I just ask that y'all just keep me in prayer. You know, the devil mess with you even more and more as you get closer and closer with God. So the devil just ain't going to never leave me alone. That's just one thing the devil won't do. So just pray my strength in the Lord. And I pray for Destiny and everything and everybody else. You know, just keep me in prayer. I'm going to go on mute and just meditate. God bless you.
Amen.
Complete.
Amen. Any other kings in the house?
Okay, really? Well, no, like I said, we want to be able to get opportunity. We want to be able to get a chance and a choice to everybody. But like I said, we have open door policy. We're not here to judge. We're not here to force anybody to do anything that they don't want to do.
That's right.
So we'll keep it moving. Maybe they'll join in later. Maybe not. That's okay. I am AJ. I am calling out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, AJ.
Hey, hey Queen. Hey, baby. Hey, how sweet it is. Everyone knows I'm still getting over a couple of surgeries and a little respiratory issue. But put all that to the side, I have had a beautiful, tremendous, amazing, there's so many words I want to put on there, but I'm going to start with this. I got to upgrade. If you have Spectrum TV, let me tell you how Spectrum changed my life. I'm an old school guy. You know me. I don't like, you know, I like the new technology. Don't really like, you know, try to learn how to use it. But I had an issue. I've been trying to watch this movie, Top Gun Maverick, for like the beginning of the year. And I've been going through a lot of things trying to watch this movie, and I just couldn't get it. So I was talking to the representative, and she said, well, you know what we can do, sir, is, you know, we have this technology and whatever, whatever. And what it does is like a screen reader for your TV. So okay. If you have Spectrum TV, if you are visually impaired, call Spectrum and tell them that you want the new cable boxes that are equipped with the screen reader technology in the cable boxes. And like I said, you can have closed caption. It'll read everything, or everything you watch, it'll dictate it to you. Or in my case, what I really wanted was just to be able to turn every channel, know what every network. I can go to the preview guide. I can order movies now. I can do. And so it was a sense of freedom. So, and that was a small thing to me, but a very big thing to me. So that was one thing that started the turnaround for my week. Today is also my son's birthday. He turned 19 today. I'm very, very proud of my young man. He left home early. He has a beautiful, wonderful girlfriend. They both are employed. They both, you know, have a full-time job. They have their own place. They're in love with each other. And, you know, I'm so proud of him for the man he's becoming. So that's a beautiful thing. And I am here with the squad. I'm here with the Queen's Court. I'm here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, which is a blessing. I have been talking for a long time about something that Queen and I have been trying to put together. And today, all that hard work, all that perseverance, everything that we have been going through, today was a great day. And I wanna say thank you to each and every member of the squad. I tell Queen all the time, I don't always tell the rest of the squad, but I know each and every one of you, Evangelist Clayton, you are going through things. You know, Destiny's going through things. Two Piece going through things. Jada's going through things. I apologize. Check is going through things. You know, Pride and Joy is going through things. Godfather's going through things. I'm going through things. Queen going through things. But we still put in the time and dedication to turn out a great show every week. And I want to thank you. Because of all that hard work that you've been able to put on AJ and Squad, you have laid a foundation. And I know you've been hearing me talk about, you know, hold on. We have something really wonderful, something great about to happen. And today, as of 6:30, we'll call it 6:30, we are now an official nonprofit organization. We have a website. We are now WUNMobileInc.com. So anybody and everybody, if you want to go check us out, go to that webpage. That's WUNMobileInc.com. And you can see what we have coming up for the in the future. And I want to say thank you to Queen, and I want to say thank you to your I don't know if it's your best friend, but I want to say thank you to Miss Jazz, we'll just call it that right now. These two women have played a major role. It's something that I've been trying to accomplish for going on 3 years. And like I said, I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, you know, I got you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And at the end of the day, you know, I understand that people's intentions are at that moment, at the time, they mean well. I get that. But I got to a point where, you know, I get depressed, I get upset, I get angry because I get excited. And then it gets to a point where, here we go again, and things are going to fall through and not work. So I've been holding my breath and for a very long time. I'm like, this seems like, here we go again. You know, there was things that happened in my life, Queen's life and Miss Jazz's life, that kept setting us back. And I just kept having that feeling in the pit of my stomach. So when I got a call today, and we were, on the three-way call, and we were all together on a conference call, and, it is official. And when Queen went and pulled the website up, I almost cried, almost broke down. So to know that it's not only a dream of mine, but it's a dream of my mother's. It's a continuing legacy of my mother. It's something that I can leave, hopefully, that one day my son will want to step in and take over. But now that I can keep my mother's dreams alive, I can keep her legacy alive, and now we can really, really, really do what we set out to do on AJ and the Squad, and that is to give back all over in a major, major way to those who really need help. So stay tuned for that. We will, like I say, the website is up. We will be launching next week, open for donations. And we'll get into that at a later date on another show. But I'm really, really thankful to Queen, and I'm thankful, so appreciative to Miss Jazz for all their hard work, for everything they've done, designing the website, helping me with all the paperwork, helping me get through all the red tape, because it was crazy. So I'm appreciative to have professionals who knew what they were doing. And like I said, we are next level, and everybody stay tuned. Because we are about to really, really, really do some big things with AJ and the Squad, the Queen's Court, the Six Eyes Radio Network, and now added to everything else, OneMobileInc.com. So I just want to say I've had a great week, and I'm appreciative to all the callers. Thank you for the support. Thank you for everything you do on the Facebook page. Thank you. I just want to say thank you. And with that, I'm complete.
Amen.
I just had to put that in there.
I'm trying to tell you.
Any other kings would like to share? Oh, wait one second. Okay. Any other kings want to share? Oh, wait a minute. I got somebody right here. Hold up. Wait a minute. I see your hand. Go for it. Yes, you.
Congratulations, Trouble.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much.
Squad.
Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely. So trust me, it happens around here all the time.
Thank you.
It happens all the time.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Good looking at Queen.
Thank you, sir. Not a problem. My pleasure.
That's it.
And I don't want to cut anybody off from talking, but I just want to go back to say the cable box that he was talking about, and I know this is kind of off the record, whatever, but... he's been like a kid with a candy store with this toy, okay? This has just been really, really a great thing for him. And I just push it out there because if any of you guys visually impaired, you know somebody is, like he say, call your cable company. He had no idea about this. He
had no idea.
None. And sometimes you just don't know if you don't ask. So he happened to ask them, and he found out about it. And now this has changed his whole way of watching television.
It changes so much freedom.
So ask your cable about these things, these devices. Ask them. They're not going to just call you and tell you about them. Ask them.
That's right.
And this has been the best thing. This man has sat back and crossed his feet and popped him some popcorn like he's at the movies for real.
I promise you. I done already ran through a set of batteries already. I promise you. But the freedom it gives me.
Call your cable company and ask.
I promise you.
Amen. Any other gentlemen out there?
Yes,
like
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Amen. And it really works. It really works. You know, you don't have to worry with one of what you're listening to or what station that you're on. Because
right.
It's going to give you that description. And I've been had it now for at least, about a year and a half, 2 years, maybe a little longer. And I have the description. You know, you can get it in descriptive reading, and everything, and every time you just hit the button, you tell us to go to ABC, go to NBC, go to CBS, go to SPN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's what that's doing for you makes it a wonderful. And then I can also tell, because I forget my password. I forget my password to my Wi-Fi. And I tell her, you know, what's my password? So it takes me to my password.
Oh,
give me everything.
Wow, you got all that.
May I?
May I? Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. It depends on your cable provider, because I have Comcast, Xfinity, whatever you want to call it, and they've been doing that for the longest.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've been
doing
it for the longest. You know, it, different states, different things. But up here in Illinois, we've been having it for the longest. Yeah, you can talk to your remote. It had a descriptive, which some descriptive stuff talk too much for me, so I hate it.
Right.
I hate descriptive stuff because some of it just talk too much. Like, shut up, let me enjoy it.
Right.
But, yeah, they've been having it. Like, depend on your cable provider.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it'll let you know a lot of stuff. Shout out to Comcast and all them other providers that help us blind people out.
Shout out to Spectrum. Yeah, absolutely. God bless them.
Spectrum may have already had it, you know. Right. He was just trying to find a movie, and they told him about some different stuff he could do. So they may have already always had it. He just found out about it, and that was accidentally.
Right.
So, you know, but it's great. I mean,
for some of the blind folks that don't know, it's an app out. I call it the Blind Netflix, because this one app is strictly descriptive. Descriptive podcasts, descriptive old school TV shows, descriptive movies. I'm talking about like new movies and stuff. And it's called Ciro. Ciro with an S.
Okay.
I can share with you guys in the group. But
thank
it's called Ciro,
you.
And it's like $6.99 a month or something. It might have went up by now, but I don't have it anymore because I really don't watch a lot of movies like that. I'm into books, but I like it because you can, you know, Queen and AJ, Queen could be watching a series, and if you want to follow the series, you can watch it in descriptive.
Oh, because when I was going through things, I ran across Queen Sugar, and I was like about to like put the whole series.
That's on there. Queen Sugar is on there. It's a lot of stuff on there. The Blacklist. I watched The Blacklist with one of my fighting friends and followed the whole thing because it was on descriptive.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's
check it out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll keep it in mind.
Any more kings out there? Any more kings want to share their mental with us for the day? Anybody?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
anytime you're
here.
Ready, Queen.
We appreciate you. Yes, whenever you want to, just press. Hey, wait a minute. Somebody did that. All right, 872, your mic is now open.
Okay, good day, Blindo's here. I'm from
my
Chicago.
Man.
And,
hi, Blindo. Yay!
Yeah,
I was going to get it. Wow.
Stand
I was going to
stand
go home.
Stand ovation for you.
That's the king. I'm a jester around here.
I'm so appreciative of you coming through, sir. I really am. Thank you for coming by, sir.
Thank you.
We had a rather nice day today. After I finished working for 6 or 7 hours at night, I found out that this project that, we call her Oprah's Maid, but Betty is the government name, that she wanted to have some place in the kitchen where she could stick her feet under the counter and make dinner. So that meant extricating the dishwasher. So one-handed Juan, as we call him, he's the handyman that we have. He has one hand. He found the water and the electrical stuff and pulled all the right stuff so we didn't set the house on fire. And then I got the dishwasher and I drove it. He just kind of followed along, but I drove it to the human services place about a block down the thing and then parked it in the alley. And so we had a very successful day driving that dishwasher down the street and getting it to where it needed to go to meet its final resting place until somebody scooped it up to the park.
Oh, my. Okay.
That's what I would have done. I would have parted it out.
Right.
Hi, Blindo.
have not heard you in a while.
I know, right? I'm so happy he's here.
I promise you. I've been trying. I think he thought I was just BSing. Like, I'm not messing with Trouble. I'm not messing with him.
Oh, I didn't get his signature. Hello.
Exactly.
Hi, Mindo.
Good day, boss. There's actually two bosses.
You always say that.
Hey, Blondo, how are you?
Well, I'm good.
Somebody else speaking.
And how are you?
Good day.
You're quite a celebrity around these hip hop.
I was about to say, look, mm-hmm. He came over here and became a celebrity.
Yes, he is.
Okay, all right, look at that.
Good day.
What's my name?
I'm 72. I don't remember all this stuff.
Who was it? Know. You don't know. I've been running a long time.
Well, I know the Queen of Christmas music.
Oh, Blondo, like you in trouble.
Evangelist. Well, we'll give him a clue. Evangelist.
Miss Clayton.
Like you
Miss Clayton,
in a
Clayton,
trouble.
Yeah.
There it is.
First day of Christmas and the two-shotting shoes and all that stuff.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
You better say it.
I won't sing it though because we want these people to stay here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
And you already know Blondo.
I
want
to
meet nobody. Next month we're gonna need you for them two shopping shoes.
There you go.
It's going to be part of the Comcast, part of the podcast.
We just might have to.
It's going
to
be. It sure is. It's going to be.
Oh, good.
Yep.
good job.
Okay, I think I got everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I
think we should move it right along.
Yes.
Our guest speaker is here.
One second. Before we move it along.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait
one
second. I got to get this other mic. I'm sorry. 302, your mic is open.
Okay. Thank you. I'm humbly apologize.
You're welcome.
Something with my phone. I've been pressed the button, but
it's
I thought
okay.
You'd ignore me. Unfortunately, it's my phone again. I finally pressed the button.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't even know it was me, But anyway, hello everyone. You know, it's another beautiful day above ground. That's how my mentor is. You know, so I had to step out of the cut. I've been listening to each and every one that spoke before me. Yes, baby girl, you did, yes. Listening to each and every one of you that spoke for me, all the good things that were shared. And on behalf of my bestie over there, Miss Uncheckable, you know, I am in present tonight. And also in supportive of her comment about Comcast, because like you said, Miss Lady, if you're not aware of what's going on, you know what I mean, then you can't really be at fault that much until you finally ask a question that'll get you
right.
In position. You know, and her, I knew Comcast has definitely been the truth for me for over the last 5 years as far as auto description is concerned. You know what I mean? Some of us are so unique that we have been watching TV or been focusing on shows for a while to where once you hear certain stuff, you can follow the show mentally yourself without auto description. So I can see how she feels that auto description gets on her nerves sometimes. You know, but I do like the software that, you know, is going around throughout the universe. And actually, a lot of this stuff did go in effect over a five-year period ago. Because of NFB and other programs that started to go on through these corporations and express them to them that we needed, you know, auto description or even like some programs have the Zoom tech thing and like he was talking about with the screen reader and all like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I am very grateful for, you know, the input that was taken out years ago for that. You know, and it's not just with TV. It's a lot with even Internet. There's a couple Internet services called, like, Audio Vault that is basically auto description. It has a lot of new release movies, you know, even Netflix and a couple other apps like that. They have auto description on them also, you know. So it's a lot of stuff out there that is working now on behalf of the blind and... I am very much one of them people that's very grateful about it. You know, even apps that where you want to walk out. If you're blind and you don't know and you want to walk somewhere by yourself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You want to put an earbud in, there's an app called Lazarillo, and it's just like it sounds. It's spelled just like it sounds. You know what
okay.
I mean? That helps you out with walking, and you know what I mean? It'll tell you so how many feet before you need to take a turn. If you mark like your addresses or places on there, you know what I mean? When you get close to it, it'll start beeping a sound, letting you know how close you're getting to it. You know, so it's a very good app. Very good app to use. And there's other apps. All you have to do is go on your web and put in that, you know, request. You know, even some of Google stuff works good.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate the resources and information, sir. Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So if nothing else, we're going to move on because I see our speaker is here and he has been patiently waiting. So let me just let you guys know, when he starts speaking, everybody will be put on mute, and that's just to give him respect. You will be able to hear with no problem. And as soon as he finished, everybody will be taken off mute, and you're welcome to ask any questions, any comments that you have for him. So I have the distinct honor of introducing to some and presenting to others Mr. Philip Cooper, who is someone that I have known for a minute. We've worked together. He is an amazing man whose mistakes have allowed him to want to help others to make sure they don't make those kind of mistakes. He's hardworking. He's a family man. He loves his girls. And I just want y'all to sit back and relax and just hear what he has to say. So after this next song that he's going to use to encourage him, and if a disclaimer is needed, it's okay. You just say, we're going to roll with it. And the next voice you'll be hearing after this song will be that of Philip Cooper, change agent from Asheville, North Carolina.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6-5 Radio Network.
Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
Think what is style. But who gets now? They count us out.
Time to say a prayer.
Anything that we make up,
it is
enough. Oh, but I know that.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't want to see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Past minute, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner, conquer the pot. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the shops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not
winning, now they dead asleep. No one see me with the ring, you better play D. God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bench. I know only God the judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. While I'm gonna have to act and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me, just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicates me. like a face fact. Dreadlock face tits on the apex. I made the culture what I'm doing every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said, let God take the rest.
They counted the stops. They didn't think that we would make it up.
It breaks my heart. Forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched a billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boys, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slain dope. Now the weed is sore, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is. Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is. We push your 50 like fitting up. It's all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like with an interest here. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OG. Some of you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night? Is that shocking? Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, we surprised. Too much how we grew up. Don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hove is a real dream. My only goal to make a real feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake, you hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life. I'm now careful with the senses. I'm only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outbox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony, yeah. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London. Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kicking snow off a frozen tent. Back and forth on the turnpike. Really took a toll on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. Those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor because I don't know them. In memory of T-Lo. I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside. Inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the around the gate of right wealth. These ain't songs, these are hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov, Book of Hov, Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how to go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. What's up, huh? Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now, this is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They don't know me internationally, on the road, then I see a lot of Hov and gigs. Me and me can never beef, I speak still from a Hov big. Hov big. This time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God we are down.
Come on, man.
What to get now? They counted the stops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know that we are
I'm
that was DJ Khaled with God Did It.
Can y'all hear me?
Enough. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. So, full disclaimer, you know, I chose that song. I didn't know we was looking to play a whole song. I probably would have gave you something shorter. I know there's a part in that song that I really appreciate. You know, DJ Khaled is a very motivational guy, especially speaking for an underdog. And just thinking about, you know, what he said when he said they doubted us, they ain't believing us, but God did, you know. And so first and foremost, I do want to give honor what honor is due, you know, and give praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also, was happy to hear, you know, on here how it started with prayer, and she was praying. She was praying.
Oh yeah.
she was praying. Yeah, but you know, happy Veterans Day to all those who are tuning in, who made the decision, you know, the courageous, bold decision to put your life on the line for others. Happy Veterans Day to you. I hope you got a lot of love and maybe some free pancakes at IHOP. But I'm grateful to have been invited, you know, to share my testimony. I do it often. You know, I get to travel and do it. I get paid to do it. I get to go in juvenile detention centers, prisons, churches, you know, and I always try to lean on that scripture that say, you know, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you know, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have lost my mind. And so I gave it a title tonight, you know, Afflicted, Anointed, and Assigned. Afflicted, anointed, and assigned. And so I'm thinking of Psalm 119 and 71 when it says, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. And see, for me, I was born in Rutherford County, North Carolina, rural North Carolina to be exact. I come from a big old family down in Cleveland County, North Carolina, in the country. The countryside, we eat chitlins and liver mush, fat back. You know, the vegetables getting cooked with some type of meat that's going to add the flavor. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so I'm an only child. You know, my dad was a veteran of Vietnam, and my mom was a homemaker. And my mom, she took care of everything around the house. You know, one thing I'll say is that I don't know the whole story about what went down with my parents, but I know that there was some dysfunction. I know that there was some domestic violence. I know that there was some things that probably happened behind the scenes that I didn't get to see. But, you know, when my parents split up, we no longer lived in that house in Rutherford County. You know, me and my mom, we made our way to the projects. And whenever we moved to the projects, I was introduced to a new way of life. And one of the demons that I've always wrestled is a demon called insecurity, you know, wanting to fit in, wanting that sense of a belonging, wanting somebody to accept me, you know. And there's been many times in my life where I would go over and beyond to be accepted, especially when I was living in the hood, you know. So when people talk about peer pressure and gangs and all that stuff like that right there, I already know what type of time it is out there in the streets, because it's done got worse as far as, like, the crimes and the substance use. But it's the same principles. It's the same peer pressure. And I can remember what it was like for me just wanting to fit in. You see, a lot of the public health people like to talk about social determinants of health. Well, a social determinant of health that a lot of people overlook when they're thinking about school and food and transportation and health care, well, your neighborhood and built environment is a social determinant of health, and your social and community context is a social determinant of health. And those two social determinants of health right there have impacted many people in negative ways that have led them to skewed core beliefs that led them to a life of crime, and that's my story. So when I was living in the hood, you know, trying to fit in, run with the, you know, with the crew, you know, back then, they ain't have EBT cards. Like, now they got them EBT cards that you can swipe. Back then, they had food stamps that you actually pull out of a book. Some of y'all might remember when they had food stamps. And I remember I got free lunch. You know, there were certain things that I was starting to realize, even at an early age, to realize that I was in poverty. But there were some people in the neighborhood that did not appear to be in poverty. They were dressed nice. They were driving nice vehicles. They had jewelry. They had respect. When the ice cream truck pull up, they buying everybody ice cream. They pulling out a big stack of money. Those were the drug dealers. And that's who I looked up to, because that's what I seen as the answer to poverty. And so I done what they done, and at an early age, I started getting in some trouble. But my daddy, he struggled with smoking crack. See, my dad was one of those survivors of the crack era. Back then, it was the war on drugs, is what they called it. It's a little different nowadays with the opioids. Some of y'all are a little woke and know what I'm talking about. But back then, we didn't have as much love for the substance abusers, you dig? But glory be to God that my daddy was able to get his life together and went to treatment at the VA hospital in Asheville, North Carolina. And like on Boys in Hood, when Trey's mama called Furious, who was Trey's daddy, played by Lawrence Fishburne, when she called him, she said, "It's your turn. I can't teach him to be no man." And that's kind of what happened with my mom whenever my daddy got his life together and moved to Asheville, North Carolina. He sent me up here, and I made my way to Asheville in the eighth grade, A.C. Reynolds Middle School. And I found a whole nother shift in the culture, you know, trying to fit in. By then, I had already started, you know, smoking a little bit of cigarettes and blacking my eyes and smoking weed when somebody would smoke with me. And, you know, I already had started to dabble in that lifestyle because, like I say, I had identified what I wanted to be like. And my mom, you know, she was dating a guy that was smoking crack, too. She left one man that was struggling with crack and got with another, you know. But my mama, the kind of lady, she liked to take care of people. In the field of addiction, us addiction professionals, we call that codependency. And that's what my mama struggled with. But when I got up there with my dad, you know, I was proud to be with my dad, and I was proud of my dad because he had bounced back, you hear me? And my mom, she still had her struggles, but I know my mom loved me, and my mom was a praying woman. I come from a praying family. You know, even when I was in the streets, I believed in God. And there's a lot of brothers in the streets that believe in God. They just ain't had the shift in their mindset because their community, because their environment, those social determinants of health that I mentioned earlier, those things have to be shifted in order for the mindset to shift because your peers got a strong influence on you, and they had a strong influence on me. So move to Asheville, I'm trying to fit in again. You know, I go from living in the project to living in East Asheville, North Carolina. You can take the boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the boy. I went and found the hood. You could have caught me hanging in Lee Walker Heights and Deerview and Hillcrest. I ain't have to be hanging in the hood. I didn't even live in the hood no more. And I can remember those people who like to be in the hood because the culture is attractive. Everybody want to be a gangster. You know, and I can remember those days when people would be hanging in the hood where I stayed with my mom that didn't even live out there. Just in the hood causing problems, making noise, you know. And here I go, gonna move to Asheville, and I'm that guy. Want to be hanging in the hood all day. I mess around and catch the bus to Lee Walker Heights and stay in Lee Walker Heights all day and then try to get a ride back home. Didn't even live in the hood. But started committing crimes at an early age. You know, remember I got caught some brass knuckles, you know, smoking the weed and everything. And, you know, I played basketball, AAU, and I played school ball. But, you know, that stopped when I got to the 11th grade. I started getting out of hand because, like I say, man, I start hanging with the gangsters because all my life I just wanted to be a gangster. But it was good for me to be afflicted. Time went by, and, you know, I got to the 12th grade. You know, I was still dabbling with the drugs and stuff like that. Nothing too heavy. But I remember a guy that I was hanging with. And for the listeners, you know, I'm not for sure what age range we might have tuning in, but I'm going to tell y'all something. You keep going to the barbershop, you go get a haircut. I had a guy that used to hang with me, you know, and he used to play with his nose. You know, he used to sniff cocaine. And where I'm from, you sell the dope. You don't do the dope, right? So I remember always talking junk to him, like calling him a crackhead and all kind of stuff. But I steady be letting him hang around because, see, he was one of them rich white kids. And his parents would let him do certain things, you know what I'm saying? And he was somebody, he used to keep gas in the car. You know, we'd be riding everywhere. You know, I was living my dreams, just riding around, listening. We had the knocking speakers in the trunk, you know what I'm saying? And I remember he would do it, and I would call the names and say he was dumb and he needed to quit. But over time, he went from saying, "Man, you stupid. Man, you dumb. What's wrong with you?" to me saying, "How it make you feel?" Yeah, right. Let me see that. The next thing you know, I tried it. And that was the answer to all of my insecurities. I no longer cared what nobody thought. I no longer cared about fitting in with anybody. It was like, it is what it is, it's whatever. And I have reason to believe that a lot of people turn to the drugs as the answer to some defect of character that they may have, some shortcoming that they may have, some diagnosis that's going untreated. A lot of people tend to do that. That's what we call self-medication. You dig? And so I did that. My behaviors got worse. You know, I had a kid in high school, and I remember, like, my daddy, you know, he had got married. And when he got married, he got stronger. And that's why I believe in marriage. You know, the three-cord rope is not easily broken. And I remember when my daddy got married, he got stronger. You see, he was letting me do certain things because he was so proud to have his son living with him. And so when he got married, he got strong. He said, you don't take that back down there with your mama. You know, you come up here with all that craziness. And so I went back down there, immediately started getting back in trouble. You know, I had to hide my drug habit because watch this. Remember I told you about that wanting to fit in, but it hit different when you going back to the hood. And don't nobody do that but you. I'm the only one. So here came those insecurities again. And sometimes it made it worse and would make me hide and be by myself late at night looking at myself in the mirror like, what is you doing? And I was only like 17 years old with a kid and a drug habit. So I ended up going to treatment, getting out of treatment. You know, didn't do right then, but I ended up violating probation. I come back to stay with my daddy. He had went through a divorce. I come back to stay with my dad, try to go to school, try the community college thing. You know, that didn't really work out because I didn't have any internal changes. I just was doing lip service. But to be honest with you, you know, somebody on here right now that might have a family member that say they want to do right. They done this time. They probably mean it. But without that change in that environment and that social context, those social determinants of health that I keep saying, it's hard for a person to have a sustainable change if they don't have the formula. And a major part of that formula is community. And so what ends up happening is in Asheville, you know, I end up getting with somebody having another kid, running the streets. By this time, ecstasy and some other drugs started hitting the mountains because, you know, we tend to get stuff a little bit after everybody else. And it started getting bad. You know, the gangs started hitting Asheville real heavy in, like, 2003, 2004. You know, I was all in the streets. I was trying to sell drugs. I'm doing drugs, trying to sell what I'm doing. The next thing you know, I'm losing my mind, y'all. Because, see, somebody was praying for me. And when somebody was, when they was praying for me, it was giving me what we call a conviction. See, I knew better. Like, somebody on here may have been a person that was out there that may have remembered when you was doing something you know you ain't had no business doing, and you had that feeling of like, dang, I know better. I shouldn't be doing this. That's a conviction. And somebody was praying for me, but I had to stay high to live the lifestyle that I was living. And then my drug problem got worse and worse, but somebody was praying for me. I ended up committing a crime, y'all. I ended up committing a crime. I ended up shooting a guy. I had done too much. I was gone. I was gone out of my mind, and I shot a guy. I thought he was trying to rob me. You know, and I don't know what, like, if y'all was to see my mug shot, oh, my God. When I turned myself in, you see how my eyes look and everything. Like, I chuckle about it now. But I'm telling Miss Queen, I'm going to have to show it to you. I post it sometimes during recovery month because I like to show a then and now picture to show the glory of the God and the favor of God. You know, and so I end up in prison, and as we talk about this community context, right, that I mentioned earlier, because what y'all will notice is, like, in the world today, a lot of people appear to be concerned about the outcomes of black people, and they like to use their fancy vernacular, their fancy words, specifically in the public health space. But I like to make it plain for the people. Because if we talk about the people need to understand what we're saying about the people. Because without the people, there's no power. That's why it's power to the people. And so when you think about the social determinants of health, you think about neighborhood and built environment, social and community context. These are the ones that I like to continue to talk about in my story. Because these are the ones that I needed the most improvements on. And so when I got to prison, I got to realize what community was. I got to realize who I was, but it took me getting mentored by somebody. It took me going into prison with 3 years and 4 months that I had to do and me thinking that was a lot of time, and me seeing somebody on the yard talking about some, you know, you on your way out the door, you a short timer, young blood. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking to myself, like, well, how much time you got? Sure, I ain't getting out. So I start talking to people who ain't getting out, people who want to live their life vicariously through me. Like, bro, you got too much potential to be in here. When you go out there, man, take over. So I remember when I hit the yard, you know, I used to hang with the gang on the yard for a little bit because I ain't know how to do time. But a lot of people learn how to do time for people who've been doing time. That's what you call community. And so I ran into a guy from the streets. His name's Kinko. You know, and I like telling this story because I looked up to him on the street. And when I ran into him on the prison yard, you know, he had shifted his mindset. And on the yard, he was what they call a peer counselor. So when I seen him and I seen how he was living and how much peace he had, you know, and he'd be on the yard lifting all the weights. So I'm talking about this brother was probably like one of the strongest people in the prison. And, you know, he was in the word and about positive energy. And you know, and he was somebody that really changed my mindset about how to do time. So it was good for me to be afflicted because, see, it wasn't until that Lord allowed me to sit down for some years in the penitentiary that I had to really, really see my potential. Watch my kids grow up in pistols in my locker. Watch my kids come to a visit that's monitored by a CO with a gun on them and telling me, wait, no touching. You feel me? I had to feel that pain. See, pain is a motivator in my story. It was good for me to be afflicted. And so I remember when I had a spiritual awakening in the prison, you know, I was in the hole. Because, yeah, I got in some trouble in there. I ain't going to act like I was no saint in the prison because I'm going to tell y'all now, it's some trouble to get into in the penitentiary. That's why it's good for if you got loved ones that's in there, write them. And you ain't got to, even if you can't afford to send them money, write them and remind them that they are human and not just a number. But when I was in there, what I learned was that them dudes who I thought was my friends weren't my friends. They wasn't studying me. I was doing that time. My family was stressed out. I ended up learning how to do time. But when I was in there, I had a spiritual awakening when I was in the hole. And I told God, you know, because when you in the hole, segregation, in the prison, you don't get to go on the yard. You come out every other day to take a shower and you go back to your cell. You know, you read books. I was reading the Bible, you know, and I was talking to God because I was trying to get my sanity back. You know, I got that letter finding out that my baby mama's house had got shot up, you know. And that had me all twisted. I had a friend of mine who had died in a car wreck, him, his baby mama, and a kid. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of stuff that was just happening, and I'm in the hole. You know, I'm in jail. I'm in prison, in jail, in prison. And so when I got out, you know, I told the Lord that I was going to live right. So when I got back on the yard, I started going to 12-step meetings, and I'm so grateful for the 12 steps. It was good for me to be afflicted. It was good for me to be afflicted. I started going to them 12-step meetings and start taking it serious. I would share about my life. And see, I knew I had a drug problem. I just didn't have a lot of people to talk to. And, you know, in the black community, we got that stigma. We don't want to really admit what's wrong with us. We want to talk like we were selling the dope but not doing the dope. But nah, homie, it got so bad for me. I started opening my mouth and talking about my issues, and I started building, guess what, community. And so while I was in the penitentiary, building community, going to the 12-step meetings, and one other incentive for going, they used to bring that good coffee to the meeting. It was free. I'd go to the meeting, and then I ended up getting recruited to be a peer counselor. And when I became a peer counselor in prison, that's when the whole trajectory of my life changed. That's when I seen the anointing. When I became a peer counselor, I was traveling at different prisons in North Carolina, and a peer counselor is a person who works in, like, the treatment program. You work like the counselor's assistant. You're like a leader in the dorm, trying to keep the peace in the dorm and help people do their assignments that can't read and write. You will be amazed at how many people can't read that good, can't write that good. And, you know, just being like a positive, effective role model in the penitentiary, wearing the same clothes as your fellow man. And so doing that, I was able to find my calling because I was connected with these young men, and I was sharing my story, like, there's a lot of people that struggle with drug addiction but just ain't got nobody to talk to about it or don't want to talk to somebody. They don't got nobody that they trust to talk to about it because they think they're going to be judged. And I started connecting. I started connecting with more and more people. So I told myself when I get out, I'm going to go back to the college and I'm going to become a counselor. You know, I rededicated my life to Christ in prison. You know, I still read the Our Daily Bread. If y'all don't know about the Our Daily Bread, it's a free devotional you can get. You can get it on your phone. You can get the books. But I remember reading that and reading a proverb a day and five Psalms a day. If you do that daily every month, you'll go through the Proverbs and the Psalms 12 times. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, at the end of the month, you know, some months got 30 days, some months got 28 days, some got 31. So you might be reading a lot on the last day of the month, but it's all good because the word is good. Amen. But when I got out, I kept that same energy. And I can remember some people calling it jailhouse religion, you know, because some people are very pessimistic in there because they ain't had that community. And so that jailhouse religion is still working. It's still working. So it was good for me to be afflicted because it took that affliction for me to recognize, realize, and internalize my anointing and the calling that God had on my life to be a connector. So when I got out of prison, I went to New Vision Baptist Church. You know, I wanted to get a job, and I ain't going to lie, it was hard to get a job, y'all. Back then it was harder. It ain't as hard as it is now. I mean, it was way harder back then than it is now. It's easier now to get a job with a record, but, like, back then it was rough. But a lady that was going to the church with me, she ended up giving me a job at the YW, and that's where I met Queen, at the YWCA. You know, I was fresh off the yard, and this lady had gave me an opportunity. You know, she gave me an opportunity. I was just speaking to the Getting Ahead program this week because I'm telling y'all, I'm empowering the people. You know, I went over there, and as I walked down that hallway, it's got the orange brick. There ain't no follow the yellow brick road. It's the orange brick road, you hear me? As I was walking
road.
Down that hallway, I can remember how proud I was coming to work, y'all. I remember going to get me some orange shorts from used to be Rugged Warehouse, like the discounted clothing store, to match my orange because, you know, the YWCA all about some orange. And I was just so proud.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so proud, y'all. I was doing some mentoring with an officer named Joe Jones and Randy Weston. We had a group of young men that we was mentoring and picking them up on Saturdays, taking them swimming into the movies and just talking to them about life and staying out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? But if I had not been afflicted, I wouldn't have found my anointing. I would not found my I wouldn't even realize that I wasn't. It ain't that I found my anointing, but if I wouldn't have been afflicted, I wouldn't have realized that I was anointed to realize what my assignment was. So when I got out, it's the same thing that was happening. Just iron sharpens iron, as it says in Proverbs 27:17. You know, I went back to school. You know, ended up having another kid, not living the way that God called me to live, because that's another thing too. Like, and that's one of the things I try to educate brothers about now. Like, you know, doing it God's way. And I know the popular demand is that, you know, everyone want to change and shift the way that it was meant to be, but you know, that ain't it. The word is the same as it was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's unchanging. In the beginning was the word, and so you know, some of the decisions that I made led to having another child, you know, that I have joint custody over now. But you know, a lot of pain came with that. Some of the good things that have happened since I've been out of prison, you know, that I definitely want to share about, you know, that mama of mine that I was telling y'all about that was dating another guy who struggled with smoking
mm-hmm.
crack. You know, my mama ended up with pancreatic cancer, and I was able to show up for her.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, I was able to show up for her. I'm talking about changing her undergarment, you know, and giving her medicine around the clock. You know, helping the nurses when she went to the facility, helping her turn her from side to side to keep her from getting bed sores. You know, and a lot of things happening along the time whenever I got out of prison. You know, out of respect for time and wanting to definitely have some Q&A, I can't give y'all all the details, but I'll say that some of the life that I live in recovery, clean and sober, I had to learn how to deal with my emotions, and I had to stay involved in the church, stay involved in my 12-step pathway, stay involved with working, going to the meetings, working steps. Had to stay involved with that community, y'all. It's all about community. And so I went through a hard time in 2017, and, you know, I ended up finding the woman that God had for me, you know, and I did it the right way this time. You know, me and her met actually going to Celebrate Recovery meetings. It's a Christ in a 12-step program, you know, and God knew what I needed. Like Khaled say, God did. And like I say in the disclaimer, my bad on that song, y'all. I could have totally gave y'all something else, but God allowed that to happen for a reason. But whenever I went through the hard times, I had a queen by my side, you know, my wife, you know, which is kind of like my yang. Like people say yin yang, she's kind of like different from me, and she smooths me out. But at that time, by the time God had given us to me, that was able to help me be a better parent, help me be a better man, help me do better financially, like with budgeting. We got married. We served in church. You know, we buried my mom. You know, it was a lot of things that we had to go through that I don't know if I would have been able to make it through if I was rock flying solo. You dig what I'm saying? Like it say, you know, a three-cord rope is not easily broken. And so since I've been out of prison, man, I've been active in recovery. I've been active in the faith community. You know, I go in and out to schools. You know, I don't do as much mentoring for the younger folks as I do on the prison reentry side, and I'm very passionate about working with folks who are coming out of prison because I remember what that affliction did for me. You dig what I'm saying? And in a city, in a county where everybody wants to focus on opioids, I have to remind people about mass incarceration, which affected black people. You know, and the opioid-driven programs don't tend to serve black people. So it's been mostly a white problem. They're not taken away from it because I know some black folks that have died from accidental overdoses. But what I'm saying is on the prison reentry side, we have to see that as a pandemic the same way because there are a lot of black families that have been impacted by mass incarceration, and I'm talking about generations of it. You dig what I'm saying? And so I feel like I have to be the voice for that, and I have been the voice for that. And that's why I like to talk about equity and workforce equity and even using public health language. When they want to talk about social determinants of health, I'm able to give the community clear, tangible, practical next steps about how we can do things to improve our community. And when I think about it, you know, at the end of the day, man, we have to have more programs that are helping the whole family unit. And we can't just do programs for kids. You know, that's what kills me whenever people come up with programs for kids. You got to help the whole family unit because you can have the best program in the world for that kid for a couple of hours. If they're going back to the hood or they're going back to a broken home, to a family unit that need help, that don't mean to heal a beast. And so that's what I'm fighting for in my area. And I'm active member at Elevation Church, Asheville. You know, we're a big machine, the whole Elevation Church movement. Some of y'all may have heard some Elevation Church worship music. Like I say, I do my 12-step thing. I'm an active father, as Ms. Curley had said. You know, I'm active with, like, nonprofit leadership, serving on boards and everything. I am a busy man. I used to run from the word busy, but I'm blessed and busy. I'm effective and influential, so it ain't no way I'm going to not be busy in a world like we living in now. You know, the people who are effective and putting that work in should be busy right now. You know, I can't just sit back and bask in my materialistic things while I see other people suffer. I can't sleep at night. You know, shoot, if I know somebody got access to me asking for help and I'm in the room. If you're close to the room and you're close to the people, then you're obligated to be the bridge. You know, and that's what I want to do, you know, for the rest of my life is just be a bridge builder. You know, I don't got to go overseas to go on a mission trip. I can go right across town and do that. That's what I can do, and that's what Dr. Tony Evans has reminded me, and I love listening to that man preach. I'm going to drop that in there. You know, if any of y'all are familiar with Dr. Tony Evans, that man can go. And I love listening to him on the podcast. I love listening to preachers, worship music, and a little bit of DJ Khaled, as y'all just found out tonight. But, yeah, man, that's my story. That's my story. I'm a grandpa. I'm a 38-year-old grandpa, one of the flyest grandpas in the United States of America, by God. And I'm here for the ride. So, y'all people of God, keep praying for me as I do this advocacy work, especially the criminal legal system reform space, because it's hard work. It's social justice. But the kingdom is supposed to be out there. You feel me? That's you know, it ain't about elephants and donkeys. It's about the kingdom, you know, and Jesus was a revolutionary. So pray for me as I do this work because I know without a shadow of a doubt this is what God called me to do. To God be the glory. That's my story.
Oh.
That was beautiful. Absolutely amazing.
You guys, let me start opening these mics. Oh, my God. All right. If you want your mic open, make sure you press 1. 630, you're open. 850, you're open. 336, you're open. 718, you're open. Let's see. Who we got up here? 901, you are open.
Hello.
Let's see. 302, you're open. 205, you're open. I'm getting good at this, y'all. I'm getting good at this. 901 again, you're open. You guys can go ahead. If you're already open, you got a question or comment, go right ahead, because I'm going to be a minute, so y'all go right ahead.
This is Untechable. That was a great story.
Absolutely.
You're a strong man. I mean, you went through a lot. I mean, you know, you go through things for a reason. You know, everything happens for a reason. I'm glad that you had the opportunity to help your mom, you know, be there with her through her last days, you know. That was just a blessing. Keep up the good work. Keep your head up. And the flyest grandpa in the whole United States of America and stuff. But that was a great story. I loved it. Check.
872, you're open.
May I? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Are you releasing to 872 and me, either one?
Oh, no, you can go ahead.
Amen. Praise God Almighty. I'm just so overwhelmed over here. Amen. To God be the glory. I give God the praise, and I give him the glory. Amen. And I salute you, man of God. I salute you with all honor, because one thing for sure and two things that we know, if you had not walked in those shoes that you walked in, amen, and if you ain't been there, but you have a listening ear to hear tonight what this gentleman has truly said, do you see one thing for sure and two things I know? I've been to the hole. I've been to confinement. Amen, and I heard you. I heard you loud and clear, you know, when you're in prison and you're in prison. You know, when you in prison and then you got to go and be confined because of after things that you do, amen, to bring destruction upon yourself, amen. And then also just to hear your story, to see where it took something to get you to where you're at tonight. It took something, amen, for God to get your attention, amen, because there was an assignment. There was an assignment. A lot of times people don't understand what you be meaning when you say there is an assignment that God has, amen, even behind the prison wall, amen. And I'm grateful that you go back into the prison. I do that. I've been doing it ever since 2003, amen, and I'm not tired yet, amen, because it took prison. It took prison. Amen, to make me the individual that I am today. It took prison. Prison was the best thing that happened to me to help me to save me. See, a lot of people don't want to take the responsibility and say, you know, it took that and took much more for it to change who I am, to make me the individual that I am today. Amen, because if it had not been for prison, destruction would I would have taken my own life because I tried committing suicide, but it took God Almighty. It took God Almighty. See, if you ain't been knocked down, you ain't been drugged down, and you ain't been talked about a lot on the criticized and scandalized and persecuted, you're not able to tell nobody anything. But when you done been through it, being that living testimony to tell that God can, God will. See, God will take a nothing to make somebody out of. Amen to God. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful because you had me almost running out over here, amen, in my own house. You had me almost shining because I've been there. See, I've been where you done been. Amen to God. Mm-hmm. And I did 5 years and 3 months. Amen to God. I thought that was something. But when I faced those, amen, that wasn't going to ever get out. Amen to God. Mm-hmm. When I faced those that didn't care about who and whose you are. Amen to God. Because one thing for sure, two things we know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. But I'm grateful for what you told tonight. And I'm grateful that somebody in the house tonight, amen, may not even take ownership. But I'm grateful that you were blessed tonight, amen, to hear this gentleman tonight.
amen, to God, we're going to tell you his story, to tell you his testimony, and to tell you his laws, and to tell you what God can do and God will do. Amen. And see, he'll take that same nothing and that same somebody and put you someplace else so you able to make a difference in somebody else's life. You know, and I had to question God, why, Lord, me? Oh, sinner like me? Oh, sinner like me that you took, and I thought I was a nothing, but you let me know that I was beautiful and wonderfully made and that I had to go through in order to get through. And I tell anybody, they have a listening ear to hear. If you ain't been through nothing, you ain't able to tell nobody nothing. God will. And I'm so grateful for your story tonight. I'm so grateful that you took the time out, amen, to speak to somebody. Speak to somebody because somebody needed to hear that tonight. They may not take ownership and own up to it, but somebody needed to hear that tonight to know amen. That God can take a nothing and make somebody out of. Amen. To God be glory. So you keep on doing what you're doing. Amen. You keep on ministering to those young men and ladies behind the prison wall. See, I go behind the walls for the men and the ladies. Those same seats. Some of them same seats that I done sit in. And looking and was glad. Amen. That the volunteer took the time out to come and minister to me behind the prison wall. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for your story tonight. I'm grateful that you made a limelight in somebody else's life. Amen. And I pray that somebody catch it. I pray you catch this. Don't you dare let it pass you. I pray that you catch it. Amen. To God be glory. Some get it at an earlier time. Some get it at a latter time. But I tell God, thank you. Thank you for your story tonight. And you keep on testifying. You keep on being that living testimony. And you keep on speaking into somebody's else horizon. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing the work that God has ordained you to do. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank you, man of God. And I'm completed. Amen. I can run this way. Amen.
205, your mic is open. Yes, sir.
May I?
Yes, sir.
I think.
Like the hi.
I
told you all I'll be out here on Friday if the Lord said the same. But there's a way. I'm going to go ahead to the point and hope you all had a great and God spirit week. The young man that spoke, you know, everybody can tell their story. No matter how far it go back. It don't matter, you know, what you done went through. If God brought you through, that's a good thing. And anytime someone tell a story, they got God in it, they recognize God who did it for them, you know, that's a good thing, too. Because, you know, God don't have to do anything, and God don't need nobody. But he said he'll fight our battle. Out of all the things you go through, you know, it seems hard for us, it seems bad, because we going through it. But when we wake up and realize that God is in the midst, you know, you got to continue to keep God in it. Sometimes people don't. They go the other way now. But yeah, like you said, your story, being in the prison is because, you know, you did something. You know, you just brought it out. You know, sometimes you don't go to prison for nothing. Sometimes you can be with the wrong crowd and get in there, but sometimes they don't talk for you. And because they in there, they going to lead you in there too. But you got to have some good people to tell that they didn't do it, you know. But like I tell mine, get with someone that'll do the same thing you do, but make the right choices. And then one thing out of life, you have to, once you start making the right choices, the best choices, and you like them, you go in the right way, then the Satan stand back after you. He's going to stay trying to mess with you because you're trying to lead right for the Lord. I'm a living witness for that, but God is always there for me. So let me tell you something. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I could have did this. I would have did this. I should have did this. But since you didn't, you had to pay for it, and through it all, God brought you through. That's the good thing. You was able to tell it, because everybody can't tell their story. It's too late for some people. And some people don't recognize God in their story. And still, we have to recognize God for who he are and who he gonna continue to be. Because he's God. He's everywhere at all times. He know everything, see everything, and can fix anything. So, young man, continue to move forward. Continue to live for Jesus. That's the best thing we can do, because, you know, time is running out. It's time out for foolishness. When you smell the coffee and come up to reality, it's time to be right with God. Get closer to God as you can. And continue to live what you give for the Lord. And God bless you, my brother. Just continue to do what you need to do for the Lord. God bless you. Stay focused.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Godfather, did you want to say something?
Yes, please. I'd like to say, young man, what you said to me was like a lecture. I learned from what anybody says when we have a speaker. But the two questions I have for you, number one, when you got in prison, did you have to fight to defend yourself like some people do? Number two, when you got out of prison, was it hard for you to return to reality and face the world since you had been out of society for a while?
So thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the questions, because the reflection just reminds me of how blessed I am. So thank you for taking me back.
That's right.
So yeah, when I first went in, there was some fighting, because I'm gang affiliated, and at that time I was active, you know, and so when I got on the yard, I was rolling around with them. Like I told y'all, you know, I did go to the hole a couple times when I was on the yard, but once I got around the right people who knew what we called knew how to do time, then it started to level itself out. But that goes back to what I was talking about with the community context, the mentoring, the environment, right? Uh-huh. And so, yeah, but after that, man, it was smooth. It's people in there living their best life. Believe it or not, there are some people. That's why we see some folks that be institutionalized, because they know how to live their life with that structure, you know, and they doing just fine. Some of the most amazing, some of the people that be out on the street driving around and smoking crack and getting in trouble and all that stuff, they get in there, man, and have some structure. Man, it's like night and day. It's like night and day when you see them when they in there. Highly respected, reading and working out and eating healthy and writing letters to their kids. So believe it or not, man, some people living their best life in the penitentiary. So, you know, in the beginning, with some fighting and stuff based off of my affiliations, and some of the activities, wanting to run up, but to sell tobacco. I was, you know, trying to run like I was on the streets at first, you know, in there. But it doubled itself out when I went to the hole and felt the pain that I needed to feel. Like I say, it was good to be afflicted. And then as far as when I transitioned out of prison, was it challenging? It was. But, see, I fight for the underdog. For me, I got out, and like I told y'all, my daddy got it going on. So my daddy, when he got in recovery, you know, he's a veteran, so, you know, they take good care of the veterans. He's a homeowner. So when I got out, I was staying with my daddy. Now, it was like having a whole live in-house probation officer. I had a whole nother extra probation officer messing around with him, you know, and that was good, you know. But adjusting back to society, it wasn't too bad. I was on a curfew, so I wasn't out and about that much. So the only place that I was able to really go was work and 12-step meetings and church. So I wasn't really able to do no whole bunch of hanging out and everything. And so all the spaces that I was in was all spaces where people was trying to pour into my spirit because they knew where I was just coming from. That's if I could just get all the guys coming home from prison and have that mindset, I believe we could change the narrative. You know what I'm saying? But it would require, like, the investments and funding, and that's why I'm doing the advocacy I'm doing now, because the government got money. We just got to make sure that they put money into programs that's going to address the needs of the folks that are getting out of the penitentiary.
That's right.
That's
right. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Okay. All right, so 202, your mic is open.
Hi, I'm Lala. I'm Lorraine, Candy Rain's friend, and I'm new to the podcast stuff. I ain't never done that. And that guy that was talking, your story, even though I'm 46, your story really inspired me, and I got the New English Standard Version of the Bible, so I'll be working on that, so yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing.
All right.
All
right. 302, your mic is open. 302. Your
it's your boy Q. Make it do what it do.
Make it do what it do.
Yeah, I need to say, my brother, first and foremost, now I can't quote it. I'm not going to sit up here and quote with you how you actually said it, but welcome to the club, you know, of being the grandfather, with the thing that you said with the grandfather, welcome to the club, you know what I mean?
That's why his grandfather.
I'm going to say that off the top of my head because I am a proud father, grandfather, you know what I mean, raised two girls by myself. But
wow.
I want to say this, man, that inspiration, re-inspiration, man, reminders, God put them in your face just about every day.
You got to say
you would be so surprised how much our story has comparison. I am visually impaired, legally blind. Well, I'm legally blind now. I've been visually impaired before. 16 and a half years of my life, I was on a path of self-destruction. It took incarceration, like you said, for me to find the focus. And I will never forget it, try to keep it quick as possible, how I laid on that steel mat in turnkey that day before I got ready to be sentenced. And I had a prayer with the faith of a mustard seed because I knew I was getting ready to get time. I knew I wasn't going home. You know what I mean? But I prayed to God with the faith of a mustard seed that I had always been instilled in my life. And when I nodded off that day for a little bit on that steel mat, because you know you can't sleep long when you're in prison. You know how that feels. But the first thing was, I got a vision. And my mom always talked about a veil, but I got a vision of the same prison that I've been in and out of for a couple years, not doing no real time, months here, you know what I mean? But I got a vision of buildings in that prison that I never looked at like that before. One of them was the chapel. One of them was called the W building, was the work building. And the other one was the building that I would be housed in going over to that unit. Now, each time that I ever got incarcerated, I always went to D building, always on the compound. But this last time after I got incarcerated and all my prayers, I went straight past go to the work building. I went straight to the other side of the compound, and everything I passed, I was seeing from my vision. So God had already told me, this plan is already set in place. All you got to do is follow. So I know what you're talking about. I went through that road and, man, I was so grateful not only for the experience that I caught in prison that time, you know what I mean, from the relationship I dealt with different brothers, the Muslims, you know, Morris Americans and all that. We studied with each other, you know what I mean. I'm a Baptist, and we studied with each other, man, and we helped each other get through that time, man, to learn what the word could do for us so when we returned to society, like you said, we could be functional in society. We could do things that were set forth for us to do. So I know, and I'm telling you, I wasn't over here like Evangelist Clayton getting ready to run through the house and all that, but I felt the inspiration. I felt the joy because it sent me right back down memory lane how it was for me. You know what I mean? It sent me right back down memory lane how I had to go, the path I had to go when I came back into society. And how sweet it is, my brother, yes. When you re-enter to society from being in prison after a time, man, it's the regrouping stage. You know, you'll find some of the amazing things. The trees on your block that you never really looked at before, you will appreciate how they bloom. You know what I mean? You will appreciate how they blossom, how the leaves look. You know what I mean? The stores and stuff that you don't walk by day in and day out and never paid attention to the graffiti that your people done put on the wall, you looking at it now like, why did we do it?
Why do we?
You know what I mean? There's so many different things that start reaching out to you. And one of the biggest things about re-entering society that the brother spoke about that can be an issue sometimes is when you're trying to do right, you know what I mean, and some doors just don't open for you right away. You know what I mean? But when you stay faith and stay strong on the word, no matter what you do, you know what I mean, what God's plan is going to come forth for you. You know, I remember going through almost, what, 6 months, 6 to 8 months trying to find a job and couldn't find one. Then one day I decided, you know what I mean, when I found a job and the lady told me she was doing on-the-spot interviews and everything, and I told her, before she even finished my, looking at my application, I said, ma'am, yes, I have been incarcerated, but I am a changed man. God has forth a plan for me, and I'm trying to follow it, and I need a job to help me get on my path. She put my application down. Gave me another form to fill out, and it was a W-2 form. She said, when you finish that, you know what I mean, go back there and talk to that gentleman there. And the next thing I know, I'm walking out of the place starting to work Monday morning. You know what I mean? So God had it in store for me. I had to wait until it was, you know, I found the right job that he wanted me to be in. And the funny thing about it was something that I liked doing.
Amen.
You know, so I mean, thing, everything falls in place. I'm really saying to you, man, no matter what, if this is your journey, stay on it. Sometimes things may get a little awkward, you know what I mean? You can't save everybody. You might be putting your heart into a young man or somebody that's really not ready to go or ready to make that change, you know what I mean? But what you have to do is just stay in place. Don't let go of him. Don't let go of him, but just stay in position that once he finds out that he needs to run back to you, you'll be available for him to be to do what he has to do. I am very inspired by your story, man. I truly am proud of you. Look, 32 years clean. I want to tell you that. I tell you that for a reason.
Man,
32 years clean. You know what I mean? Off the drug and alcohol. And I'm saying everything you're going after, you can get. Just stay focused. God bless.
Amen. 718, your mic is open.
Yes. Well, I want to say amazing and victoriously. You know that old song goes, victory, victory is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory, victory is mine today. And you, my dear young man, you are victorious. Now me, I have been through a lot of trials this past week, bit by my cat. I have a slip disc right now. I'm having some type of, what is that word? I'm having, spasms in it. But you know something? Mm. It's okay because I'm getting through it. I'm going through it. I just blessed with having a fourth grandchild, you know, and you are an inspiration. And you just keep on going on the way you're going. You know, God saw you, and he had this assignment all out for you. And you just keep on walking the good, through the good faith of encouraging people. Keep your head above. And that's why I keep finding a good, good walk of faith. That's all. Amazing. Amen. You triumphed over every obstacle that had came your way. And look how you came out. Victoriously.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Anybody else? Okay. Well, I'll say this. Mr. Phillip, I love you. I remember you coming to the Y. And I remember us all like, you know, already being judgmental. You know, we're gonna call it what it is because we don't like to see the change in people. We don't think people can change. So, you know, we see this guy coming down and we're like, oh, God, here he come, you know. But I watched you with our young boys. I watched you with our young men. And you and Mr. Joe and Mr. Randy and Mr. Mike, you know, y'all really was there for those young guys. And the majority of them now are actually out doing something great right now. So I thank you for that. And I also, I read something that you wrote one day, and I meant to talk to you about that, but I read something you wrote one day about yourself, and you were talking about you working at the Y, and you were talking about Miss Cece giving you the opportunity, which she's just a sweetheart. But you mentioned Miss Anderson, God rest her soul, God, I love her, how she helped you and was there for you. And you and you threw me in there, and I, you know, I didn't know I was doing that for you. But I thank you for recognizing that, and I thank you for using whatever I did for you, whatever you said I did, I thank you for using that and let that direct your path. And I am so proud of who you are now, and you know your girls, you know I love them wholeheartedly. So I am so proud of you. I thank God for you and what you're trying to do and the way you're trying to help everybody. God has so much more in store for you. I mean, so much more. He turned you around for a reason. And like you said, I can't not be busy because that's not what he turned you around for, to sit down. So with that, I say thank you for accepting our invitation. Thank you for your story. If I can ever do anything, you already know. You know where I'm at, but keep on going. And I'm so, so proud of you. And I love you, baby.
Absolutely. And once again, we want to thank our guest speaker, Mr. Phillip, for coming through, testifying, and blessing us tonight. Appreciate you. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen. Thank you.
Does anybody have anything else they'd like to say to Mr. Phillip? And to think this man is shining and rising, he in a house full of women. So, you know, hey, he's still standing strong in a house full of women.
Lord, afflicted.
Well, we thank you so much, Mr. Fuller. Come back anytime. You know, just
anytime.
Our platform
Absolutely.
Is your platform. So whatever you need, you know we're here.
Well, thank y'all so much. I'm getting ready to hit that sack. I'll get back to TV early.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
Have a nice
one.
Have a nice
one.
Thank you.
Okay, that was awesome. That was awesome. So, with that being said, baby, you going to do some major pain?
Let me try to
So we're going to move on here. We got a few more things we need to take care of before the night goes. We've got something really special for you. And you guys remember the movie Major Payne? You know, the observance of Veterans Day.
Real
the little part where they dance and they did the little drum roll scene. Well, just sit back and relax until I get the movies. Until I get the movie. And we're going to play a little scene for you. Something that requires a lot of dance, and there wasn't really a whole lot of words being said, but you'll be able to hear some of the guns being beaten and turned around. And that one part, the man was blindfolded, and the way he was doing that gun at salute, absolutely amazing. So just sit back, relax. We're going to get that. And then we're going to move on because we got a few other things to do before the night is over. Your eyes mental good. Thank you guys for joining us. Good Saturday.
Hip-hop, 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 hip-hop
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6-5 Radio Network.
Thank you. you, Miss Uncheckable, for that. Thank you, AJ. You're so good with those buttons. I'm just so proud of you, sir. Miss Friday and George, you got us anything over there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, baby. Your turn.
All right. So I'm going to be speaking on Veterans Day. So Veterans Day is Friday, November 11, 2022. Veterans Day observed annually on November 11 on a military veterans and who have served in the United States Armed Forces. A brief of history of Veterans Day. Veterans Day formerly was known as Amnesty Day. It was originally set as a United States legal holiday to honor the end of the World War I, which officially took place on November the 17, 1918, in 1938. Though an act of Congress, November 11 was made a legal holiday in 1954 at the urging of the Veterans Service Organization. He, the 53rd United States Congress, amended the act of 1938 by striking out the word amnesty, and inserting the word veterans on June 1st, 1954, November 11th, became a day of honoring American veterans of all wars. In 1968, the Uniform Holiday Bill was agreed, ensuring three-day weekend for federal employees by celebrating four national holidays on Monday, Washington Birthday, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Columbus Day. Many of the states did not agree with his decision and continued to celebrate the holidays in their original dates. With much confusion, the first Veterans Day under the new law was observed on October the 25th, 1971.
Amen.
And on National Museum of the American Indian, honoring the military service of Native Americans, visit the memorial procession, dedication, support, sponsor, tributes. The National Native American Veterans Memorial open up November 11, 2020, on the grounds of National Museum of the American Indians in Washington, D.C. The tribute to Native heroes recognized for the first time on national scales the enduring and distinguished service of Native American in every branch of United States military. Native Veterans Process and Dedication Ceremony Veterans Day, November 17, 2022 weekend celebration, and then November the 12th through the 13th. Only on December the 25th can you go to this museum. That's the only day they close. You can go any other day besides Christmas to go to that museum that is celebrated for the veterans and the Native Americans. Also, for memorial design, an elevated stainless steel circle balance on a carved stone drum, the design of a National Native American Veteran Memorial is simple and powerful. Timeless and exclusive, the design incorporates water for ceremony, benches for gathering and reflection, and four lenses where veterans, family members, tribal leaders, and others can tie cloth for prayer and healing. The memorial creates an inactive space for gathering remembrance, reflecting, and healing. It welcomes and honors Native American veterans and their family. Education, the public don't get to come to all of them, but most of them. The memorial designers are the distinguished group of Native, non-Native jurors. Anatomy selected design concept, warrior circles of honor by Harvey Pratt and the Tribes of Oklahoma. From among 120 Pratt credits, their parents, teachers, encouragement, pursuit, respect for veterans. Veteran himself, Pratt served in the Vietnam from 1962 to 1965. Mission Pratt is a self-taught artist who work includes themes of Native American history and traditional and the Cheyenne people born. Yeah. And Secretary Statement and DA named Airbase. He is recognized by the Cheyenne people with outspoken Southern Chinese with dedication. Traditional chief, National Highest Honor on September 20, 1975. President Gerald R. Ford signed a law which returned the annual observation of Veterans Day to its original date, to November 11, beginning in 1978. Since then, the Veterans Day has been the original day of November 11, beginning in 1976. Since then, the Veterans Day holiday has been observed on again November 11 on October the 27, 2000. United States Congress signed into the law the Veterans or History Project. Accepting the Veteran History Library of Congress, American Fort Lifesaver Center, and it is an ongoing oral history program responsible for collecting and preserving interviews and American veterans and an act. While their honors are the Veterans Day, they go there and they are to see their people and their plots where each and every one of them lay. And that's at the museum that they have. And that's all for Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2022.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your broadcast. You always do such a great job with that. And we also found out that there was a group of men called the Montfort Point Marines. They were the first African-American recruits in the Marine Corps trained at Montfort Point, eventually ending the military's long-standing policy of racial segregation. That was in 1941, and the United States was preparing to enter World War II, and it needed recruits. Mm-hmm. But President Franklin D. Roosevelt faced a problem. Hiring discrimination based on race was still a norm for the defense industry, but they looked to Philip Randolph, who organized and led the first African-American labor union, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, and they actually recruited black Marines.
Mm.
Never heard of that.
Mm.
Happened to hear that on the news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miss Partner Joy and the Queen. That was very informational.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. That was awesome. Okay. Now I got a challenge for you guys now. So you know we all doing Veterans Day, and we're going to switch over now. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit. But I have... So I want to see who is able to recite the preamble. Now, we ain't talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. We talking about the preamble to the Constitution. Does anybody know that right off? Don't be trying to Google stuff. Don't be trying to ask me that stuff.
We the people of the United States.
We the
somebody just go ahead.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings.
Okay, no, I'm going to stop you because you missed the part. I'm going to stop you. You missed the part. You were doing it, but you missed the part before provide for the common defense. There's a part right there that you missed.
Before promote the general welfare. I know about the blessings part, do ordain and all that, but.
Yeah, you was getting there.
So somebody tell me what.
Don't be trying to Google.
Missing line.
Don't ask Alexa. Don't ask Amazon.
Don't ask Summer.
Thanks God.
I don't know. The only way I remember this is because growing up, they had these little cartoon things on TV on Saturday mornings. And they had the I'm Just a Bill. Yes, I'm Only a Bill.
They had the
veto thing, the little vote thing. And they had a song about the preamble.
I always remember
the song. That's the only way I can remember it. Yes, I have to sit there singing in my head for saying, okay, that's what it is. But it's you want to try again, Blanca?
Are you
going to
sing it?
I'm going to sing it? Sure.
Yeah.
okay. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And there you are.
Thank you, Mia. She kept on saying, ensure for our posterity instead of posterity.
All right.
Thank y'all very much. That's my debut.
Yeah, you're
right
welcome.
So a true
American.
That's my debut.
That was good.
That's it. Right. Now we did that. Now who gonna lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America.
America,
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under
God,
indivisible, liberty,
and justice
for
all.
Yay!
I tried. I'll sing that all.
I got that.
Yay!
Thank y'all for helping, because I forgot some of it.
I
don't really remember much.
No, because I got as far as the United States of America, then I was just... Hey, I ain't sung that song in over 40 years. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I know, right?
So right about that.
Miss Light.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
I know how to sing that, too.
All right, Greg.
Well, then, I mean, what you waiting on?
Well, you know how to sing what, Greg?
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh,
come on now with it.
We learned this in choir at the Bryan School. So it went like this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, with liberty and justice.
There you go.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. You know what? I've never heard that. I never knew they had a song for that.
Mm. Yeah, they taught us that at the Blind School of Choir.
Okay, see? We all learn something, right?
Learn from the way every night. And that
hey,
was
yo, hey, why do like I feel like I just heard the European side of Greg? I'll be back.
So that's going to conclude our show for this section. But we have, let me see, what did I see over here? Wait a minute. I think I seen something. Y'all know I be looking at stuff and be trying to figure out stuff. And we got a little time.
We don't got that much time. It's almost
11:30. 11:15, exactly.
Okay.
That's all right. You know, we got a whole bonus hour if we want it. You know,
I got to go to bed in like two minutes. Hello.
But you just, I know, right?
May I say something? May I say something,
ma'am? Yes, ma'am.
May I say something? I remember the gentleman said something about the food stamps in the books. I remember the food stamp that Mom and them used to give us like two $1 food stamps. The food stamp book they would provide. The food stamp for the dollar they was brown, but the food stamp for the $5 was green and all those different colors.
Purple.
But I'm gonna
give
each one of y'all a dollar
food stamp, and y'all go buy what you want to buy out the rolling stove. Go to the rolling stove and buy some out the rolling stove with the food stamp.
I want a $10 book. I don't want no dollar
book. $10 book.
Well, the stores won't let you tell them out the book. You have to give them a book, and they tore it out the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I want the whole book.
They will make sure. And you had to go to the currency exchange. I don't know what they call them. Where y'all said the check and cash place. They used to get them in through the mail. You have to go see if your food stamp was there.
Yes.
That's
right.
Just know that you know how we lose our food stamp cards now. Just imagine when we never lost our books of food stamps, okay?
I
remember we were standing outside the store, sending kids in the store. Look, go get some bag of chips, baby, my thing.
Say it for real.
I remember all that. But yeah, I think the purple was the $10. Like she said, the $5 was green. I'm trying to remember what was up after that, because the dollar one wasn't
brown or something like
that? Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, it was.
I remember them
that's
three.
That's all I remember, because they ain't had no 20s or 50s.
Right, I
like
think
that.
So. I couldn't remember nothing.
They had the 1, 5, the 10, the 1, 5, and 10. Yeah, boy.
Okay, that's all I remember, too, then. You're right, I thought so. I was trying to remember something different, but I couldn't.
Why y'all talking about food stamps? Y'all sending me some? I said food stamps. I ain't ashamed, baby.
So,
hey, Miss Lady, did you find what you looking for?
They had a lot of books, too, boy. They said, especially them, they had them family had a lot of books, boy.
So.
Got a lot of books, yeah.
All right, Miss Lady, did you find what you were looking for?
Yes, sir. We wanted to acknowledge the fact that our own Miss Uncheckable is about to celebrate a birthday. So whoop, 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 whoop. So we just wanted to say happy birthday to you. We're getting ready to do a little sing-off. So Greg or Q, it doesn't matter which one want to go first. But yeah. We want to hear both of them.
You can go, come on with the happy birthday.
We're going to do a little sing-off.
That's crazy.
Y'all got Trey
Songz
for Jaheim up here or something?
Oh, look. Okay.
All right.
It's like that.
All right.
All right. Wow.
So Greg said you got to go first, so go for it.
Uh-oh. I wasn't prepared for this, but okay.
Or if you want to sing any other song to her, you know, it don't
matter.
Nah, I
got
to have
you. I agree to do something a little birthday.
Hurry up, because I'm in the old lady gang. I got to go to sleep.
Right, I mean, you're the only one. That's why I said they caught me at this moment. Okay, here we go. Let's go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Uncheckable.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Ciao, ciao.
Happy birthday.
Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, friend.
All right,
thank
Mr.
you.
Greg, you ready over there?
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah. Come up just a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Star.
Okay. Star.
Okay, can y'all hear me better now?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. You're fine.
You hear me better now?
Yeah, you good.
Yes. He just said that
it's Pride and Joy.
Yeah, he said it, girl.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear star. Happy birthday to you.
Woo, woo, boo, thank you.
Come on. I heard a little chomp, chomp on everybody.
I could do it. I could be an extra.
Excuse me. I just want to wish my friend a happy birthday. She kind of. I don't know. I ain't called non-trackable. Her name's Star. You know, happy birthday to you, homegirl. Happy birthday to you. I just want to make sure you enjoy your special day with all your strawberries and everything. So just happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Who is that?
That was my gift to you.
Someone you can't see.
I'm not going to look good, man.
So this is your life. You
yeah,
know that was?
Who is that?
You got never mind. Let me shut up.
You got to give a clue or two.
No, he said you was his friend. He wanted to wish you happy birthday.
My friend.
And then he called you by
a
certain name. I don't know.
And he actually called you a different name.
And then
so
he said strawberry.
He must have
said a whole lot up in there.
Strawberry.
She gonna have a whole bunch of strawberries for her birthday. A whole bunch of strawberries. Happy birthday, Miss Big Face. Happy birthday, Charlie Big
Face.
They may have chocolate syrup all over them. You never know.
Oh, I don't want chocolate.
He said he was
going to
feed them one by one. He says a lot of them, too. So.
Anyway, I'm going to play with you. I don't know what it is.
It's your best friend, Star Crunch. It's your best friend, Miss Star Crunch.
That's my best friend.
You not know who that is?
He's talking.
Miss Star Crunch, it's your best friend. Come on, that's your best friend, Star Crunch.
Anyway.
Okay.
And Miss Boss, you ready?
What up, Shortstop?
You come on, come, Miss Boss, you ready? Here we go. And who's this on the birthday line?
Blondo.
You see this?
Blondo.
They woke me up.
Miss On, what's your zodiac sign?
Scorpio. It's Scorpio.
Is Sunday your birthday?
Yes. Yes, it is. You know it is.
And how old are you on this day?
14. I'm 14.
And Miss On, where are you from?
Security.
You better flip
right.
That around and play it
too
in the
young. Home. Get her out of here. Nah, you better turn that 14 around, though. I'll be back.
Look, I'm 41. I ain't ashamed to say I'm going to be 41. Black don't crack.
Still a baby. Still a baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you figure out who that was?
Oh, yeah, that's Z with his crazy self. Comedian see no evil.
Right.
I figured
everything.
But I didn't know
who
he was the first
time
to his voice.
That's why I said let him be quiet, because I figured out who it was when the guy was like, yeah.
Well, you know, at all black folks' parties and stuff for the birthday, we got to have this. We just got to have it. Ain't no offense about that.
How cliche. How cliche. Wow.
That's what I was looking for.
I figured it out.
I thought 50
cents was coming.
That's why I asked you, did you find what you were looking for? I figured that's what it was.
My favorite thing in the whole world. Oh.
Okay, you can't have no black folk party without that.
I had a dream.
I love
you.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh.
All my friends, all my little white friends and black friends went down and we didn't see none of them.
Friends with benefits.
Thank you so much, Bestie, for the squad, everything that you are. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. You deserve it. We love you, and we can't be the squad without you, baby. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Look how big she's smiling. She's about to swallow her head.
I am not even smiling. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I don't think that's ever going to get old. Happy birthday.
Now, y'all seeing that roach on the wall?
It's still some people, and it's not everybody. Well, maybe most, a lot of us know that it's been around for a while.
They're still finding their way inside the house.
Oh, wait, he's one of my favorites.
I know, right? It's just something about the song itself.
Comedians be no evil.
Huh?
Did y'all take my boo out? Did y'all
yeah.
go out tonight? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did he like it?
See, what he didn't tell you in that song is that when he said, I can't hold it in, he had fun.
Listen,
if you got to buy a birthday cake on your birthday and eat it by yourself, that means you need to treat people better.
Mm-mm. What? What? Oh, my God. You see how mean he is to me? Who said that? After Tuesday?
Listen,
no,
I wasn't
friends.
Talking about you in particular.
I thought that song said, what do the lonely do at Christmas, not on the birthday.
Who are you talking to? I thought I'd say something like that.
I'll be sure to get all of my insults in there.
AJ.
Yes.
AJ.
Oh, look, you're doing exactly that.
Do you want to go give us our closing statement?
Before we get up
Hold
out
on,
of here, like we always...
Cheese. I mean, cut the cake.
Before we get up out of here like we always do
Did
about this time. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
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 Yeah, I'm going to go grab that real quick.
Anybody have anything else? Okay, thank you, baby. Anybody have anything else before we call this a night? We thank everybody for coming out. Definitely our visitors have come through. We definitely hope you come again. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, I did.
Miss Unchecable, we hope you have a beautiful
Where's my cake?
Day.
Where's my cake?
Evil. Have a safe trip.
Hey, I want my cake.
Well, have a safe trip. Mr. King, thank you for coming through. Appreciate it.
She just going to ignore me. I want my cake.
Thank you for the callers that came through. Thank you
for
the
callers that came in.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to our speaker, who we hope touched very many people.
I'm
going to
just take this candle down for you.
And hope everybody have a great night.
You too.
You have a nice one.
Y'all be blessed.
Thank you, guys.
Moist.
All
right,
good night,
you all.
Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Have a nice one. Love you, too.
Right,
you are
you
now
guys.
Listening to AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Happy Veterans Day. God rest all the fallen soldiers.
Yes.
Happy Veterans Day, Granddaddy.
My granddaughter, happy Veterans Day, my granddaughter.
Happy Veterans Day to all the men and women in my family.
Yes.
That was it.
We want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and tune in next Friday and every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, to the Six Eyes Radio Network and join us on AJ and the Squad. And don't forget, every first Friday of every month, the Queen's Court. And don't forget, tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Kicking It with Six, DJ ATL, and our own Pride and Joy and Miss Nicole. For the latest, greatest music and commentary, turn in and have a good time.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
good night, everyone.
Thanks,
everybody, for your love and support. See you on the flip side.
Make sure I pay this bill.
Now, from the midnight prayer, 12 midnight, 11 Central. Room number 8.
There shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, good night.
Catch you next week. We'll catch you tomorrow night with some pride and joy.